Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This week in sports, the Boston Bruins are on a roll, while the Celtics, well, they're sagging. First, the Bruins and the NHL playoffs. In the Eastern Conference semifinals, the Bruins are up 3-0 over Philadelphia after they dismantled the Flyers last night in Boston by a score of 5-1. With a win tomorrow night, they can sweep the best-of-seven series and advance to the next round. Meanwhile, in the NBA playoff action this week, the Boston Celtics, well, not so much. Only Games' Bill Littlefield is here to talk about the week in sports. And Bill, I know it's not soccer, but how about them Bruins?
Yeah, how about them Bruins?
So is the Cup coming home?
I think there's every chance that at least they will advance to the next round. It was a tremendously encouraging sign when they actually got a power play goal last night.
Yeah, because they haven't been good at that this season.
Their power play had been the only one in the league that was an advantage for the other team.
Well, they beat the Flyers in a thrilling sudden-death overtime game in Game 1, equally thrilling Game 2. Last night they thumped them 5-1. Then they really looked like the real thing.
Yeah, their goalie looks like the real thing as well. Tim Thomas has been great. As I say, they finally got a power play goal. They look confident. They look very strong on both ends of the ice. And I think there's every reason to believe they'd move along. The Flyers are very tired of digging the puck out of the back of the net.
Let's recall, last year they were up 3-0 in the playoffs.
No, you don't want to recall that.
And then had an epic collapse. I have a sense this team is different. What about
you?
Yeah,
I think so, too. I think their concentration level is probably a little bit better. And there are other elements of the game that I think are certainly better. They're just playing very well. The Bruins right now, and you know, I don't want to jinx them by saying this, but they're playing better than they have in quite some time. They look great.
So let's shift to the Celtics in a very different mood. They were thumped pretty badly Tuesday night by the Miami Heat. They're down 2-0 in the series. What's going on?
Well, I think the simple answer is the young guys are beating the older guys. Mm. Everything that I saw seemed to me to suggest that the Heat was getting to the loose balls more quickly. They were jumping higher. They were running faster. They were doing all those things that at the end of a very long basketball season, younger guys have an advantage doing. Now, that doesn't mean that this series is over. You could have Ray Allen, you know, throw in 48 points from the perimeter or something like that. The reason for a 7-game series or a best 4-out-of-7 arrangement is to allow for the development of currents within that series, shifts back and forth. That's what makes it such fun to watch when a series goes a long way. But I think the Celtics have really got to get a second win to do that. Apparently, they were told after the second loss, get out of here, stay away from the gym, stay away from each other, go play golf or something, think about anything but basketball. So maybe that'll work.
Well, Game 3, Saturday night here in Boston. Speaking of the Celtics, Celtics great Bill Russell will finally get the honor that so many people believe is long overdue. Tell us about that.
Well, they're going to build a statue to Bill Russell. This, of course, has been in the works for some time, or discussion of it has been going on for some time. And more important, I think, more attention will be paid to the mentoring program that Bill Russell has been part of for more than 15 years. This, of course, is more money will come to it, more attention will come to it, more children will benefit from mentoring that they get from older adults in various professions and lines of work. And this, of course, is a great tribute to Russell, who's been interested in this and been energetic in supporting it for, as I say, quite a while.
Well, he's a NBA superstar, Celtics great. A lot of people have been thinking he's deserved this honor a long time ago. Why did it take so long?
Well, that's an interesting question, but the honor is in some ways a dubious one. There have been an awful lot of statues to an awful lot of athletes, and that's why I say the mentoring program's probably more important. Every town has a favorite athlete. I think the idea of education and learning and giving disadvantaged kids an opportunity to have some sort of advantage is a great legacy for Russell.
Point taken. Bill, give us a bit of a preview of what's coming up this weekend on Only a Game. You spoke to Rex Ryan, the outspoken and sometimes controversial head coach of the New York Jets. Here in Boston, he's known infamously saying some pretty nasty things about Tom Brady.
Yes, right? I asked him about the fact that he had said that he hates Tom Brady, and he had a marvelously tongue-in-cheek explanation for that.
Look at this guy. I mean, you look at his life. He's got 3 Super Bowl championship rings. He's married to one of the most beautiful women in the world. He's got kids. He's got everything going for him. He's a tall, handsome man. So, yeah, I hate him.
Well, Bill, I can see his point, right?
But he went on to suggest that we should all hate him.
Well, you can hear Bill's full interview with New York Jets coach Rex Ryan on Only a Game this weekend. Thanks a lot, Bill.
My pleasure. Thank you, Anthony.
That's Bill Littlefield. He talks sports with us most weeks around this time. And, of course, he's host of NPR's Only a Game, which you can hear right here on WBUR Saturday morning at 7 and again at 7 in the evening.